The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The Patriot is WWTC Minneapolis St. Paul, FM 107.5, K298CO Minneapolis, Intelligent Radio.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. One national poll indicates Republicans have a lead in their bid to recapture control of Congress.
The latest Rasmussen Reports is the source. Their data finds if congressional elections were held today, 48% of likely U.S. voters would vote for the Republican candidate, while 39% would vote Democrat, a 9 percentage point lead for the GOP and a point gained in their favor since last month. 12% of those polled are not committed to either party. At a similar point in 2018, the Democrats held only a one-point advantage in a similar poll en route to reclaiming their first House majority in 8 years. George Williams reporting.
President Biden has signed legislation granting Ukraine an additional $40 billion in U.S. support as the country continues to fight off a Russian invasion. The legislation includes $20 billion worth of military aid, $8 billion in general economic support, and $5 billion to address global food problems resulting from the collapse of Ukraine's agriculture. This is SRN News.
The 30, the 20, she's really cooking. The 10, touchdown, number 1280, Tafoya.
What an incredible season she's having. The Patriot has just drafted Minnesota's own Michelle Tafoya for the brand new Sideline Sanity podcast. Her unique perspective on politics and world news is sure to hit harder than a 240-pound linebacker. Sideline Sanity debuts this Monday at AM 1280, thepatriot.com.
From the Kirby and Christina Realty Studios, mostly cloudy today, maybe an isolated shower, 55 the expected high, maybe an isolated shower tonight, 42 the overnight low, and mostly sunny, 58 tomorrow should be the better of the 2 days. Our newest addition to the lineup is the Officer Tatum Show. Brandon Tatum has an interesting life behind him, including a 7-year veteran at the Tucson, Arizona Police Department. He's on weekday afternoons at 5 here on The Patriot.
Portions of this program may have been pre-recorded.
The views expressed on the following program do not necessarily represent those of this station or its management.
This is the Northern Alliance Radio Network, the longest-running conservative talk show in the Twin Cities.
It's great to be back in Minnesota today.
Political analysis of the good, the bad, and the outright crazy. Now, here's your headline act, Mitch Berg.
Welcome back, Twin Cities and world. It's the wind beneath the right wing, the shining spot of red in the sea of dismal, dingy institutional blue, the Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 12A, The Patriot. My name, Mitch Berg. My blog, shotinthedark.info. Over 20 years, heading into my third decade of being, kind of right smack dab in the middle of Twin Cities political blogs, something that used to be a bigger deal then than it is today, and yet... You remember the old saying, he who laughs last, laughs loudest? I am the one who managed to keep control of his own content and not get banned by Facebook or Twitter. I'm the one who didn't have to wait for Elon Musk to come along and rescue my ability to have a platform that anyone would actually read and listen to. No, that's right. Having a blog has been something sort of akin to being in the Old West, completely free, completely free of being shouted down, at least directly to the people who own my platform, because I own my platform. Sorry, that's been waiting for a while to get out. Also, the Northern Alliance Radio Network here on AM 12A, The Patriot, going on its 19th year of dominating Twin Cities media via the mechanism of dominating Twin Cities weekend media, which is the part of the media that really matters when you get right down to it. I mean, during the week, yeah, the TV station, the newspapers cover the stories more or less. Other radio stations will play their national hosts who do their thing, which is fine. We got the best in the business there too. But Brad Carlson, the closer edition, Sundays 1 to 3, and Jack Tomczak, the new guy from 3 to 5 every Saturday, as well as our old friend, charter member King Banyan, Saturday mornings from 9 to 11 on our sister station, AM 1440, The Businessman, continue to be, well, benevolent despots, it's true, but still despots, the ones who really call the shots in Twin Cities media, at least for purposes of describing who actually gets the truth out to the people. That's what it's all about here, folks. That's why we do this. 651-289-4488 is the number to call should you care to join us, and I hope you do. You can also join us on Twitter or Gab or Parler or MeWe or Getter at hashtag Narn Show. That's N-A-R-N Show. That's where you go to if you don't want to dial in and you want to just get your thoughts out to me in writing. Either way, via all six of those media, operators are standing by. You can also watch our live stream at the Northern Alliance Radio Network Facebook fan page. When I get it up and going here, which I have not done yet, that's going to take a moment here. At any rate, but we'll get that going sometime during the broadcast here with any luck at all here. I'll just say Facebook, from the perspectives of someone who designs these things for a living, just keeps making things worse and worse. And so if they're trying to get people to use this platform, their video streaming platform, they're doing it. Terrible, terrible job of making it work. At any rate, we'll do the best we can. And of course, again, as I've been noting for the last couple of weeks, a change in the video system here at AM12AThePatriot.com is in the offing, as they say. My first week back in the studio in 2 weeks here, Brad and I were out at the Republican State Convention in Rochester last week, and I got to say, it was a refreshing convention. I have been through, I do know how many conventions, live and on the air. 2006, 2010, 2014, 2018, and this past one. So, 22, five straight conventions right now in gubernatorial years. I think it's probably more than that even when you start counting presidential year conventions. The big convention. So I've been to quite a few of them now. And I will say that this past week was probably the most fun I've had, even though it was probably the shortest amount of time I've been on the air through any convention. I remember we had marathon broadcasts during conventions back in the 2000s, back in 06, 2010. I think we were on the air for 5 hours at the 2010 convention, which was also one of the most fun nights I've ever had. Actually, that was election night. Never mind. Yeah, the convention was the broadcast at 2010 was a blast. But the most fun of all had to have been last Saturday in Rochester. And part of it was that there was a real different air about the convention, a real vibe about the place. Brad and I talked about this last week. I'm going to mention it again really briefly here. The vibe at the convention was really young and intense. And by young, I mean maybe not necessarily that the delegates were younger than normal, although I think they were. But Brad and I noted this past last week at the convention, there one of the test votes for the electronic balloting asked how many people were at their first convention ever. And the number was north of 50%. I think 55, 56% was the final result. And this is huge. I mean, normally there's always a trickle of new people. And by trickle, I mean maybe 20 or 30%. And it varies by district. Obviously, strong Republican districts with traditional Republican parties like, Grant Township, Benton County, places with strong traditions of Republican leadership probably send a lot of lifers back, people who've been to 10, 15 conventions, God only knows how many. But this time, it was the turnout among noobs, and I say that with all affection, was huge. And it was refreshing and kind of bracing, because while there had been all sorts of talk from the lifers and the consultant class about campaigns going for a no endorsement result, think about it. When you have a bunch of people who are diving into politics headfirst, perhaps have never been involved in politics, by the way, which was the case with, I think, almost all the delegates that my district, Senate District 65, sent to Rochester at a convention 2 months ago. These are people, almost all of them, I would say 75% of the delegates that we sent were brand new. And if you remember, if you've been to conventions, if you remember your first time going to a convention, you were there to change the world. You were there to kick butt and take names, and you were running out of paper to write names down on, so you were down to one goal. You were there, they were there this past week to endorse someone. There was going to be no falderall of having no endorsement after spending $100 to get into the convention, probably $200 for a hotel room in Rochester. They were there to see some results. And by the way, for once, the system cooperated. The system cooperated brilliantly. I mean, whoever idea it was to go with the electronic balloting, it was splendid. There was some opposition, but the rules debate to go with electronic balloting passed by something like a 2 or 3 to 1 margin, and thank God it did. Just from a pure broadcast production perspective, the first ballot was underway about the time we went on the air. We were waiting for results, I believe, when we signed on at 1 o'clock 168 hours ago. And we had results by the bottom of the hour, maybe with a little time to spare. I think we came back from break with the first round of results. And I think we were on the fourth or fifth ballot by the time I had, I think I stuck around till 15 minutes after I was supposed to leave. Long story there. I had to drive 3 hours after the convention to get to a band gig last Saturday night up by Mille Lacs, which made for a long, long day, of which more later, perhaps. But I stuck around a little extra time because it was worth it. And we got 5 ballots in 2 hours. I mean, we moved from through the whole process of winnowing down the field from 6 candidates down to 3 by the time the show was over. By the time we got to 3 o'clock, Mike Murphy was just about in the process of starting to throw his support to Jensen, to Scott Jensen's campaign. And it was, I mean, I was able to listen to it as I drove up north, but I mean, things were already well on their way. And I believe they adjourned with plenty of time to spare before 6 o'clock. We were all looking at, because the rule was they had to be out of there by 6 o'clock. And if they didn't have an endorsement by 6, the convention would go forward with no endorsement and we would go straight to a primary. Thank goodness we didn't do that. In most cases, we are heading straight to the election with most of the candidates. Now, we'll see what happens with primaries. There's talk that Rich Stanek may primary the governor's race. Doug Wardlow, after promising not to go to a primary, has said he's going to go to a primary. We'll talk about that perhaps later on in the broadcast or certainly in coming weeks here. But we came out of the convention with some strong endorsements. We have a state auditor endorsement. I can't remember his name for the life of me right now. I should have written it down. I didn't. But he was running unopposed. That may have had something to do with why I'm having a hard time retaining it. Kim Crockett got the endorsement for Secretary of State. That I don't know if that's going to go to primary or not. Jim Schultz got the endorsement for Attorney General. Doug Wardlow, after saying he was not going to defy the endorsement, as said he will be going to primary. There are many people trying to convince him not to, including his own erstwhile campaign manager from this past two campaigns. Billy Grant has severed his relationship with the Wardlow campaign after running his campaign so far in this race, I believe, and getting him, say what you will about Billy Grant, who is an acquaintance of mine, but and a friend of this broadcast, I'll have to say. He's certainly sent some guests over this way over the years. But getting him closer than any other Republican got to being elected in 2018 in terms of statewide candidates. So people are reacting with a certain amount of umbrage. Ryan Wilson, by the way, thank you very much. I knew it was Ryan something or other, and I knew that if I'd have said the wrong name, I would be chagrined right now. Ryan Wilson running for state auditor. I believe he got endorsed unopposed, as I recall. So thank you very much, G Money. So, and of course, the actual the big ticket race, Scott Jensen and Matt Burke coming away with the endorsement. Now, there is talk Rich Stanek will take it to the primary. There's also talk he's still too banged up from his car crash to go ahead with that. By the way, has it been a bad year for Hennepin County sheriffs and former sheriffs or what? It's almost like there's a jinx or a curse on them. Stanek, the former sheriff, banged up in a car crash, and Dave Hutchinson, no way, no how, driving drunk. According to the official judicial results, go figure, it pays to be a DFL. Anyway, bad year for DFL. I'm sorry, bad year for Hennepin County sheriffs and former sheriffs. Anyway, that's the convention. Now, I want to talk. There's plenty to be said about that, and we will do that and then some during this broadcast here today. But one thing I wanted to touch on here is just a little bit of the contrast between the conventions that we saw, that we are seeing, that we saw last week and that we're seeing this week in Rochester. That's right, both conventions on back-to-back Saturdays in Rochester. The DFL convention is going on there today. Now, last week, the Snarkmeisters of the DFL noise machine made great sport about the fact that there were long lines to get into the Republican convention, which happens when 2,000 people show up inside an hour. Let's take a look at the DFL convention this week. Oh, this is hilarious stuff. Northern Alliance, AM 1280, The Patriot.
Soaking up the sun in Fiji, walking through the sculpture garden in Minneapolis, or standing in awe at the Grand Canyon. We're where you are. Stream AM 1280 The Patriot at Odyssey.com or with the free Odyssey app.
Education is absolutely the most critical decision you can make for your children. To get half off, it's a no-brainer. Hi, I'm Jeff.
Hi, I'm Trish, his better half, and we're from Oakdale.
We wanted a strong Christian school with conservative values.
The half-off tuition program was better than we could have ever imagined for our family.
I asked the station several times to make sure that I understood and that there weren't strings attached, and there were no strings attached. The impact on our kids has been amazing. Their critical thinking is stronger, and they're better equipped for life.
Yeah, the power of the Christian education is that our children can make their decisions, and they're sound decisions, and it just makes them better adults.
Send your child to a private school for half the cost for their first year. No strings attached. For details and participating schools, visit TwinCitiesTuitions.com. That's TwinCitiesTuitions.com.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate, and de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
Join the Freedom Fan Club today and you could win a copy of our Regnery Book of the Month, The Dumbest Generation Grows Up, From Stupefied Youth to Dangerous Adults by Mark Bauerlein. Register to win at am1280thepatriot.com.
AM 1280 The Patriot, the Northern Alliance Radio Network, 651-289-4488, the number to call should you care to join us. And I hope you will, because that's what makes it fun. You can also join us on Twitter, Gab, Parler, MeWe, and Getter at hashtag Narn Show. That's N-A-R-N Show. Northern Alliance Radio Network, going on 19 years, meeting going on into our third decade, almost here, shortly, not too far away at all. As Twin Cities, by far now, longest-lasting conservative talk show between Brad, King, Jack, and myself. I mean, yeah, we're the big dogs. Anyway, by the way, check this out. You can save a baby's life for just $28 It's possible when you support Preborn, a life-saving ministry that offers free ultrasound sessions to young women and girls who have unplanned pregnancies. Preborn not only saves lives, but also saves souls. Preborn centers lead the nation in the percentage of patients that come to know Christ as their Lord and Savior. Your one-time gift of $28 will provide an ultrasound session for a mother, allowing her to see the baby for the first time. These mothers, by the way, far more likely to choose life. So call 833-850-BABY. That's 833-850-2229. Or just go to am1280thepatriot.com, click on the preborn link. Whether you save one baby, five, or hundreds, you can be part of the life-saving difference. Call now. That's 833-850-BABY. So, the DFL is having their convention this week. Now, it's by the way, today, going on as we speak in Rochester, same place where we were last week, Rochester Convention Center. Apparently, both sides have figured out that Rochester and the 1st Congressional District is where the action is this year. Really, it is. It's where the two most interesting contested races are right now. Not to say the third couldn't get potentially interesting here, but we already know that there's going to be a battle royale for the 1st Congressional District, vacated by the late and lamented Jim Hagedorn, longtime friend of this broadcast, rest his soul. That's going to primary shortly here, as well as a rather spirited special election contest between a number of candidates, of whom we will speak in a moment. And, of course, the 2nd Congressional District is going to be a Donnybrook. We have Angie Craig. By the way, this is the district that currently, quote, represents, end quote, the station. We are smack dab in the middle of the second CD. And we are currently, quote, represented, end quote, by Angie Craig, a, quote, businesswoman. She's not. She's an HR representative, which basically means a government official stuck into the middle of a big business. But whatever, that's fine. Running against Tyler Kistner, who skated to an easy endorsement for a second run at the for the second CD after coming in painfully close 2 years ago in a bad year for Republicans, running against the anti-Trump landslide of votes. Say what you will about them, but he ran afoul a bad year for Republicans at that level. Especially here in Minnesota, and came out kind of like Doug Wardlow, very, very, very close. By the way, there's some friends of this broadcast who are of the opinion that if you engage in a political race and you lose, it's one where you, quote, should have won, end quote, and you lose, you should be shunned. You should be drummed out of politics for good. Which, and I say this with all due respect to the people who say this sort of thing, is just moronic, just too stupid to even have pity for. And I say, again, all due respect for the people who say this, because I know you have your reasons. I can be convinced, but from where I sit now, it's just the dumbest thing I've ever heard. I mean, it took John Klein 3 tries to beat Bill Luther. It took Jim Hagedorn 3 tries to beat to get the open seat when Tim Walz left. And it may take Tyler Kistner 2 tries to win the second CD. But you can tell someone thinks he's going to. And here's how you can tell that. Normally speaking, if a candidate has a safe, easy race to get to the back into office, they don't start spending money any earlier than they have to. I mean, God love Mylor Shang. Mylor Shang, who's the endorsed candidate in CD4, or CeCe Davis, who did a spectacular turn at the convention last week. They both face very uphill races, and they're working hard. And in a good year, justice would say they would both be headed to Congress. And who knows, if they get over 40% of the vote, it may have almost as earth-shaking an effect, because that means the Democrats are being shredded statewide. I approach both these races with utmost in optimism, but also realism. They're tough rows to hoe for both races. And I couldn't be happier that CeCe Davis and Mylor Shang are running for the 5th and 4th CDs, respectively. But you don't see Ilhan Omar and Betty McCollum spending a whole lot of advertising money right now, because rightly or wrongly, they are fairly confident that they're going to skate to re-election. Now, we can hope lightning strikes, and by the way, if you're a Republican, you should work hard to see that lightning strikes. but neither of them is spending a whole lot of money on their reelection any more than Pete Stauber is spending tons and tons of money up against the token candidate that the DFL is throwing up against him, some, I don't know, Duluth City Councilwoman who really doesn't have any hope of winning whatsoever. I mean, Pete Stauber is going to skate to his third term, no problem, probably with a two-digit margin at least. I mean, any more than Tom Emmer has to spend. That's an even better example. I mean, Pete Stauber is going to start spending campaign money at some point here because there's still a sizable DFL presence in the Arrowhead and in the Iron Range. They're out there still. Not many. They're dying off. They're switching to the GOP because they realize the DFL hates them. But, and they do, by the way, if you would like to argue that with me, 651-289-4488, you will get on the air first. But Tom Emmer, I mean, he doesn't have to spend any money. He will get elected with a three-digit margin, practically, because it's a Republican district. It's a solid Republican district. Now, Angie Craig, on the other hand, has been putting ads on morning television shows for over a month now. I think we're even going back to early April at the very latest, maybe late March. Angie Craig was spending lots of money on morning television ads. That's expensive stuff these days. I mean, any advertising that goes on to media at times when people are actually paying attention to it is going to be expensive. Morning drive radio, same thing. Morning television here in the Twin Cities is still expensive advertising. Angie Craig is advertising on all the morning TV shows. This is not the sign of someone who believes they're going to skate back to an easy re-election here, folks. This woman is preparing the ground as early as she can because, mark my words, if she's spending ad money this earlier in the campaign, her internal polling is giving her ample reason to start working really early because it's going to be a bad year for Democrats, especially in swingy districts like the second CD, maybe even the third CD. We'll see. Here's hoping we can flip that one back. In the first CD, well, we'll talk about it. So both parties are having their conventions in Rochester this year because the first and second CDs are the two that are probably the most in contention right now. We don't know whether the DFL thinks they have a shot at unseating or flipping the district from Republican to Democrat after a couple terms of Jim Hagedorn. That's to some extent the what going to be the result of the primaries coming up here with a lot of good candidates running for the A, the special election, B, the chance to replace Hagedorn this fall in the general election. Again, more on that process a little later on in the broadcast here. Second CD, of course, which isn't that terribly far away from Rochester, that's also in contention. So the DFL is holding their convention there this year. Just a week after the GOP. And last week, as we pointed out in the last segment here, there were some long lines. In fact, we've got photos here of lines stretching all the way around the lobby at the convention, at the Rochester Civic Center, and long lines of people trying to get in because 2,000 people, over half of them brand new to the process, all showed up loaded for bear, as it were, bright and early Friday morning, ready to go out and kick butt and take names. And they were all waiting in line to get in, and they didn't run away. They stayed through. And the DFL snarkmeisters, this little snarky little juveniles who run their noise machine over there, made hay about it. They published photos and tweets of the long lines of people waiting to get into the GOP convention, and they would you could tell they still got people like, I don't know, William Davis, the guy who got fired for demanding Republicans get guillotined. You remember him a couple years back. It's people who sound like that general level of mentality running. Well, if they can't run a convention, can you imagine them trying to run the state? And it's stupid to start with, because if you haven't run a convention, don't heckle the people who run the conventions. Second of all, if we're going to be drawing parallels and metaphors out of conventions, let's look at what we have here. The Republican convention got overwhelmed by a surge of mostly new blood coming to the convention to kick butt and take names. That's what it was. Now let's look at the photos coming out of the DFL convention. This one was taken perhaps before people started coming in this morning. It looks a little bit like the TSA line at Twin Cities International. As you walk in, and this is a photo taken from one of the mezzanine levels, apparently, but no one knows who, because the DFL is trying to keep people out of the balcony and out of the mezzanine, and really people are trying to make it impossible to take photos of this convention. But a few of them are leaking out. And the first look at the line here shows a bunch of lines that are set up with all the, about as inviting as the TSA line at the Twin Cities International. First, you got metal detectors. Then you got bag searches and people going through all bags to make sure there's no weapons or other contraband. And then you get into the medical side of things. It looks like trying to get into and out of the Chernobyl exclusion zone. People wearing hair bags, people wearing full surgical drapes. We'll talk about the rules to get into the DFL convention. Then we'll talk metaphors. Go nowhere. Northern Alliance, AM 1280, The Patriot.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their healthcare, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 855-94-BIBLE. That's 855-94-BIBLE, 855-94-BIBLE. Bible.
Spring means new beginnings and growth. So let's get your business's seeds planted with Salem Surround. Let us help your website bring you the leads your business needs to thrive. Let's make sure people find you faster and easier on the web. Our amazing team of media strategists are here to serve you with boots on the ground and real-world expertise. We live right here and know the communities you're trying to reach. We're media strategists, and we're very, very good at what we do. So let's grow together.
Learn more at surroundmsp.com.
Do you feel that your voice is heard at work? Want to feel like your ideas are appreciated by management? Longing to find a career path where growth is real and not just discussed around the conference table? Strategic Companies wants to meet and talk to you. Strategic Companies is a 3PL warehousing and transportation company with more than 30 years of experience in the business. From entry level to management positions, we are currently looking for candidates to join our growing team. Conveniently located in Eagan near 494 and 35E, we value our employees and provide a collaborative, inclusive, and empowering workplace where everyone is encouraged to make a difference. We offer competitive wages and a full benefits package. Check out strategicwarehousing.com to see a list of current opportunities. Join a company where you are more than just an employee. You are part of a family. Strategic Companies, more than a job, it's family. Learn more at strategicwarehousing.com. That's strategicwarehousing.com.
The Patriot is proud to air the Pledge of Allegiance every weekday morning. If you're a veteran, current service member, or a first responder, we would like to honor your service by having you recite the pledge. If you're interested, please call us today and we'll book a time for you to visit our studios. The number is 651-289-4410. That's 651-289-4410. Then join us for the pledge each weekday morning at 7:30.
AM 1280, The Patriot, Northern Alliance Radio Network. Hey, off the field and into the studios, here comes Michelle Tafoya here on AM 1280, The Patriot. The Emmy Award-winning former NBC sideline reporter is now the host of a brand-new podcast, Sideline Sanity, debuting this coming Monday, focusing on life, politics, and world news from Michelle Tafoya's unique perspective. Keep a close eye on AM 1280, ThePatriot.com. For details and the debut episode that's coming up Monday. It's about time she joined us over here at the 1280. Eventually, all the smart, talented people will be here at AM 1280 The Patriot, because every place else just reeks of desperation compared to us. So, check it out. Michelle Tafoya, Monday.
Yeah.
So, what were we talking about? Oh, yeah.
Love stinks.
Love stinks.
So, what were we talking about? Oh, yeah, the conventions. Yeah, the GOP convention. The DFL tried to make a little bit of snarky hay about the fact that there were some long lines to get into the GOP convention last week. This is, by the way, Friday morning, long before the heavy-duty lifting of endorsing a governor candidate started. So 2,000 people showed up over the course of, I don't know, an hour, hour and a half. I mean, that's going to tax anyone's ability to get it. But of course, the DFL snark machine does what they granted are paid very well to do, and they do very badly with all the skill of a and subtlety of a German jazz band, and said, well, can you imagine people like this trying to run a state? And to which Brad Lee and I, Brad Carlson, Lee Michaels and I were getting a nice snark about this past week, because wow, if you want to draw metaphors about how conventions are run, oh, bring that on. Because the metaphor is this. The Republican convention was absolutely overwhelmed with thousands, literally 2,000, mostly new people, over 1,000 of them new, cramming into the convention center bright and early on convention day, not dribbling in all day Thursday, Friday, and Saturday when they feel like it, and dribbling out early. In fact, compared to earlier conventions, I mean, there were 2,000 and some people vote, almost 2,100 people voting every single ballot. I mean, there have been conventions where as things go through the day, they're worried about keeping a quorum because people are heading out early because they just can't sit anymore. They can't handle any more of it. And, of course, the electronic balloting helped. I mean, it's actually enough to keep a short attention span engaged. It was really fun, actually. But if you want to draw metaphors, DFL snark machine, draw this metaphor. 2,000 people hit the gates bright and early on Friday morning, getting ready to go out and take this state back. And, yeah, they got to wait in some lines.
Well, what? Do you think they could run a state?
Well, let's talk about the people who want to run the state, in fact, already do, and their convention going on right now in Rochester. The photos are leaking out, not many of them, because the DFL is doing their darndest to keep the information clamped down. I mean, there's no guests allowed. You're not allowed to sit in the balcony. Oh, this gets even more hilarious. I posted this at shotinthedark.info this past week. I believe it was yesterday, maybe Thursday. This is off the DFL's website. There's three steps to get into the convention, and the photos of this are just hilarious. It looks like the staffers are wearing hair coverings, not hair nets, mind you, but the hospital-grade hair coverings like people wear in surgical rooms, and they're wearing surgical drapes like surgical gowns and gloves and N95 masks as they stand at the metal detectors. Let's talk about the precautions to get into the convention center. If you are a DFL activist, a delegate, let's just say, a staffer, or a member of the media, the small portion of the media that the DFL accredits to get in, probably because they passed the ideological test. Step one, this is off the DFL website. I'm quoting them here. I'm not making this up. Pinky swear, it's right here. Step one, COVID-19 precautions. Anyone attending the convention must show proof of COVID-19 vaccination along with a photo ID. Wait, aren't photo IDs to vote racist? This is hilarious. You need a photo ID to get into the convention. And the GOP snark machine pointed that out. Say, hey, I thought photo IDs to vote were racist. And bizarrely enough, someone at the DFL answered this morning, said, Actually, you don't need the ID to vote. You just need it because the company that runs the COVID tests requires an ID. So, as our good friend Rob Dorr pointed out on Twitter right after that, so you don't need the ID to vote, merely to attend. Oh, that's totally different. No, why would you mix those two up? So, proof of vaccination to get in. You have to have a proof of vaccination. It's the original one. If you lost the original, you got to go to the Department of Health to get a new one, as they explain on the DFL website. Then, notwithstanding your proof of vaccination, you still have to pass a COVID test. Anyone attending the convention must test negative for COVID on site at the Mayo Civic Center. So everyone going through is going to have a Q-tip shoved up their nose and dunked into presumably a rapid COVID test. These take 20 minutes to turn around. Bare minimum. So everyone going into the convention center is going to have a Q-tip jammed up their nose halfway through your brain and dunked into a vial and put in for a rapid test, which notwithstanding your vaccination status, which you also have to prove, you have to pass a COVID test. 20 minutes of sitting around and waiting. Then you get your wristband, which just shows that you've got your proof of vaccination and tested negative for COVID. That gives you your silicone wristband, which you need to get into the convention. No wristband, no convention for you. But wait, you're not done yet. Then you have to present that silicone wristband at the COVID-19 checkpoint and then go through a security screen. Oh, yeah, anyone attending has to go through metal detectors before being granted entry to the convention and have their bags and purses searched. Weapons of any kind are not permitted at the Mayo Civic Center. I'm going to be conservative and say, by the way, probably half of the people at the GOP convention last week were strapped. At some media outlets, it may have been closer to 100%. I don't know, hypothetically speaking. But the number of people who had carry permits and were carrying last week had to have been close to 50%, which had to have been giving Kim Norton, the mayor of Rochester, and is cowardly a liberal as exists, gastric distress, let's just say. But no, they're screening for weapons at the DFL convention. It's almost like the DFL doesn't trust its own people. And then you're not done yet. Then you get pre-registration. By the way, you can pre-register online at the DFL website. Delegates and alternates are encouraged to pre-register because, by God, you don't want to do it at the convention. You're going to be waiting 20 minutes for your COVID test to come back, plus to get your bags gone over like you're trying to get into East Berlin in 1974. Then, finally, after all this, step number 7, you get your credential badge. Once your registration is completed and you've gone through the cavity search for weapons and you've had your brain scooped out with a Q-tip to get tested for COVID, notwithstanding your vaccination status, which increasingly appears to be completely irrelevant, but political correctness must be observed. Once registration is completed, you get a credential badge and any other important information you need, like what Ken Martin has ordered you to do, apparently. Anyway, you will need to register and receive a new badge each day at the convention. Well, you've got to go through the process every day at the convention. Again, show your proof of vaccination, which may or may not be of any public health value whatsoever, but it doesn't matter because science! And then a Q-tip up the nose. Q-tip up your nose. Wait 20 minutes for the rapid test results to come back. Get your wristband to prove that science. Go through the metal detector. Get your bag searched for weapons and presumably for food from outside the Civic Center because the vendors have to make their money. By the way, they've got some wonderful vendors there. And then and only then do you actually get to convention business, registering, getting your voting card and so forth. And then you go into the convention center and start doing your business. It looks like looking at the photo of the entryway, people say it looks a little like TSA at a small airport. There's 3 metal detectors set up. The staffers, I kid you not, are wearing hair bags like operating room nurses. They're wearing, a number of them are wearing surgical drapes and N95 masks. It's like going into the Chernobyl exclusion zone in 1987, testing you to make sure that you're clean before you go in. So if, as the DFL's snarky noise machine wanted to try and point out last week there, conventions are metaphors for the style of government that each party provides. Yeah, the GOP convention metaphor is this. We've got an awful lot of new blood. They're really unhappy with the way things are. They are ready to wait through some long lines and go through hell and half an acre to sit down and engage in the tough business of making the change and ending the Waltz regime in this state. The DFL convention, it looks like a safe zone on The Walking Dead. That's what it looks like, getting into and out of a safe zone on the TV show Walking Dead. That's what it looks like. By the way, the photos from inside the convention, I've had a number of people send me comparing photos showing the packed floor at the GOP convention last week, contrasting with the rather sparsely populated rows of tables at the DFL convention. I'll meet them halfway on this. This is a part of their walking caucus system that they have, where people wander back and forth between different sub-caucuses to vote. It's a bizarre system. I couldn't begin to explain it. Neither can any DFLer, by the way. I've never heard a DFLer explain this process successfully to me. So more about that and the results of the convention when we come back. 651-289-4488. Go nowhere. We'll be right back.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Soaking up the sun in Fiji, walking through the sculpture garden in Minneapolis, or standing in awe at the Grand Canyon. We're where you are. Stream AM 1280 The Patriot at Odyssey.com or with the free Odyssey app.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-457-9220. 800-457-9220. 800-457-9220. That's 800-457-9220.
Make a difference in your life that impacts you for years to come by traveling to Israel this year. Sign up today for the thrill and excitement of visiting the Holy Land this November with nationally syndicated media host Dr. Sebastian Gorka and renowned author and filmmaker Dinesh D'Souza. Visit StandWithIsraelTour.com for details and to register. On the tour, you'll step into history with mouth-watering cuisine, picturesque scenes, and magnificent people, while visiting over 40 iconic sites and sacred places you've only read and heard about for years. Pray at the Western Wall in Jerusalem, float in the mineral-rich Dead Sea, and take a boat onto the middle of the Sea of Galilee as you experience something transforming in your life. Call 855-565-5519 to reserve your spot. Again, visit StandWithIsraelTour.com to book your trip today.
We all reach tipping points in life. The weight of a low-paying job, unpaid bills, a new family. You can't keep going. That's where My Computer Career can help. In just months, not years, they can help you start a new life as an IT pro, even with no prior experience. Impossible? You learn online from home, and My Computer Career offers lifetime career services to help you find jobs with companies begging for IT pros. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Think about it. Minnesota collected way more from taxpayers than it needs, resulting in the largest budget surplus in history. It's time to give it back. It's our surplus. Give it back. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
AM 1280, The Patriot, the Northern Alliance Radio Network. Hey, join us in welcoming Brandon Tatum to the AM 1280 The Patriot family, one of the network guys replacing Larry Elder at long last here. Weeknights from 5 to 8 for the Office of Tatum Show. Started this past Monday. He's a 7-year veteran of the Tucson Public Police Department. Has 900,000 followers on Instagram, nearly 2 million subscribers on YouTube. And he brings with him quite the audience of Patriots. I caught him for the first time last night.
Yeah,
the guy's the guy packs the gear for talk radio, so it'll be fun. Glad to have him on there. Welcome, Officer Tatum. Glad to have you here. I don't know if he's still an actual police officer. Don't know how he gets to call himself. That's okay. It's okay. I'm not going to quibble. You run with what you got. At any rate, one of our national hosts here on AM 1280 The Patriot, who cover the national scene and leave the local scene for Brad, Jack, and I every week. Of course, King Banyan covers the economic scene every Saturday morning. So let's talk a little bit about the convention. Now, the convention itself ran about as smoothly as I've ever seen a political event run. I'm not brown-nosing Dave Osmek in the least. Dave Osmek was one of the higher-ups in the committee running the convention itself, making the actual arrangements and running the logistics of the convention. And it went off as smoothly and well-oiled as I've ever seen any political event go. That was great. No, seriously, the electronic balloting was strictly on point. Really, I mean, it was as much fun as I've ever had hosting a broadcast during a political event ever, going back to maybe 2010. 2006 state convention was a blast, too. No lie there. But let's talk about the downside. Now, we talked a little bit last week during the broadcast about the procedural wrangling at the state central committee meeting on Thursday before the convention, during which a number of state central delegates undertook to decertify the Log Cabin Republican affiliate. Now, Log Cabin Republicans are the LGBTQ Republican affiliate here. They represent gay Republicans. And you could say, well, there's not an awful lot of gay Republicans out there. You'd probably be right. Gay Americans are among the crowds of people that have been largely treated as easy votes for the Democratic Party, along with most of your minorities. Now, that's changing bit by bit. I mean, African Americans and Latinos are voted in 2020 for Donald Trump in numbers like we haven't seen in 60 years in the case of African Americans. Currently, Joe Biden is underwater with Latino voters. That doesn't necessarily mean we're going to win the Latino vote this year, but it's worth noting that for all of the left's harping on trying to essentially open our borders, which they are trying to do, quite frankly, there's no other way to explain it. They want unrestricted open borders, and they show it by their actions. Despite that, Latinos, when you start actually polling them honestly about their opinions about open borders, they poll so far to the right that they make your typical white Republican look like an Oberlin humanities sophomore in terms of, I mean, they are far harder core on border security. Now, you start talking about deporting illegal aliens, that support drops off real fast because, as it was explained to me by a prominent Latino American Republican, American of Latino descent, let's be honest, they in most Latin American families, I should say many Latin American families, you'll go back in the family tree and find someone who came here and settled without all the requisite paperwork. So if you start talking about deporting everyone that can't show you a full packet of immigration papers, you're going to lose their votes. But if you're talking about making sure only people come in who belong here, come in here who go through the process and punch all the tickets and do it legally, Latinos make most of us Republicans look pretty wishy-washy on immigration. Now, I say this by way of getting around to the LGBT crowd, the lesbian, gay, trans, queer crowd. And the Log Cabin Republicans are the affiliate that represent them. Now, there was a push to decertify that affiliate, to deny their affiliates the right to vote. And this, by the way, briefly at least, took down all the other affiliates, the Hmong, the Somali affiliates, and so forth. This reminded me of a move from 4 years ago where there was a group in the GOP, largely from the 8th Congressional District, who tried, but with some support elsewhere, that tried to push a resolution that would bar Muslims from holding office in the Republican Party, holding Republican Party positions. which I joined a fair number of fellow conservative Republicans saying, this is just stupid, because while you may not agree, you may not be of the Muslim faith, and you may look, as by the way, many Muslims do, at the atrocities committed by Islamicists, by Islamofascists, by people who mix militant Islam and eliminationist politics, which, by the way, we all do, and many, many Muslim Americans do as well, since it affects them more than anyone. You see that if there's anything that's more American than buying a house in Burnsville with a white picket fence and waving the flag on every patriotic day, it's coming out as a Republican. In fact, I have friends who happen to be gay, who may or may not be Republican, but espouse some conservative views. For example, views on guns. I have quite a number of a significant number of friends who are gay and or transgender, who are enthusiastic shooters, big into self-defense, because, of course, they realize that armed gays don't get bashed. And they've pointed out, in some cases on this broadcast, that it's harder to come out. It has more social opprobrium to come out as a gun owner, someone who subscribes even to one tangent of the conservative ethos, than it is to come out as gay, even in rural Minnesota. And these are people, whether they are Muslims or whether they are LGBTQ, if they are going to defy the mainstream of their communities to the point where they are going to identify publicly, very publicly, as members of the Republican Party, these are the tough ones. These are the ones with the motivation. These are the ones who will carry on with the conservative beliefs or some flavor of conservative beliefs, more than enough to get them through, when a lot of Republicans have given up and gone home. These are the people we need to encourage. Now, I say this with all due respect to friends I know, people I know in the party who say who have their issues. I disagree. I could not agree more strongly. I disagree more strongly with you. And by the way, the Star Tribune lied, saying the GOP cut ties to the log cabin Republicans. They did not. That was undone the next day by the body of the convention. All of them. More on that when we come back. Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 1280, The Patriot. Go nowhere. We'll be right back.
When it comes to investing in your house, do you want to know what one of the most confusing items there is to make decisions on? Windows. We are talking massive price swings, every salesperson telling you something vastly different, and very little useful information online, which opens the door for salespeople to overcharge you. Hi, I'm Ryan with My Three Quotes, an expert on your side. I've worked with many of the top window brands and installers in the Twin Cities and can give you the pros and cons of each. That's what you get when you call me to stop by and measure your windows. We'll talk options that best fit your needs, whether it's vinyl, wood, composite, or fiberglass, and you'll receive quotes from multiple contractors just a few days later. There's no obligation to buy, but if you do, I'll be there to help you write up the order and do a walkthrough when it's done. And yes, I provide the same free service for siding and roofing. Window lead times are extra long right now, so set up an appointment today at getmythreequotes.com. That's the number three, getmythreequotes.com.
Testosterone levels are at an all-time low. Individual T levels decline 1% every year. Chalk, CHOQ, is the new champion of natural testosterone boosters. Chalk's main ingredient is clinically studied to naturally boost testosterone 20% in 90 days. Supercharge your masculinity and boost your daily energy with Chalk's Male Vitality Stack. For a limited time, our listeners will get 30% off at CHOQ.com with promo code USA. CHOQ.com, code USA.
Did you know you were kicking in your mommy's tummy before you were born?
We were?
Yep, I just learned at school that babies move and kick before they're even born.
No wonder we're so good at soccer.
That's right, kids. A preborn baby is moving about and even kicking just 14 weeks from conception. Hello, my name is Marianne Koharski. I'm the director of Pro-Life Across America. If you know someone who is pregnant or in need of information and alternatives to abortion, or you'd like to support the work of Pro-Life Across America, please call 1-800-366-7773, 1-800-366-7773, or visit our website at prolifeacrossamerica.org. Pro-Life Across America is non-political and totally educational.
A baby's heart is beating 18 days from conception.
Pro-Life Across America, the billboard people.
The Stone Arch Bridge, the St. Paul Skyline, Gooseberry Falls. You can own one of the hundreds of iconic Minnesota images captured by award-winning Twin Cities photographer Wayne Moran for half off the regular price. You'll get a signed 36-inch print of your choice for your home, office, or to give as a gift. Normally $540, now just $270. Only five of these special print offers are available, so call the radio station now at 651-289-4413. 651-289-4413.
AM 12.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.